Welcome to Module 9 in the Evidence-Based Leadership Program. Implementation is iterative. Well, by now, I hope you've formed some kind of relationship to EBL, and it's probably worth taking a few moments to reflect on this. Like, what stands out for you about EBL? What's resonated with you? What do you want to try out? Well, mastering EBL and creating a high-performance organization is a big ask, and it's a big task. The best way to get started is to think about the first iteration only. Now, the next step will be your EBL immersion workshop, which has already been scheduled for your leadership team. The purpose of the immersion workshop is to ensure your current strategic direction is fully executed, successfully achieved, and we do this by creating meaningful measures aligned to the strategy, an insightful dashboard to monitor that strategy and the measures, and the tools to communicate and cascade that strategy to engage each part of your organization in contributing their part. Now, the outcomes of the immersion workshop will be specific, clear, and measurable strategic goals, relevant and feasible and quantitative measures of those strategic goals, a draft dashboard for your leadership team to monitor the strategic goals, and preparation and an action plan to cascade the strategy, engage your teams in execution of it, and to get your measures and their data into your strategic dashboard. And the process will be basically working through all six EBL habits over 2 days. The collaboration style will make the most of your time and energy. The techniques we'll use are from PUMP, the performance measurement methodology that I've referred to throughout this online training. And the experience will be very hands-on, very collaborative, and with a focus on practicality to get a lot more done in the time than you might be used to. But the immersion workshop is just the starting point. Getting your strategy executed and achieved with your entire organization on board is a process, and here's how it works. A nautilus shell gets stronger as it grows, and how it grows is iteratively. For evidence-based practice to be strong, its implementation has to follow iterations too. It's never going to happen if we wait to thoroughly research our current state and meticulously devise a change management plan and allocate enough budget to resource it all and then schedule the implementation for when the time is just right and all the planets have lined up. We don't wait until we have great business intelligence systems. We don't wait until the next planning cycle starts, and we don't wait until the dust has settled from the latest reorganization. We need evidence-based management to make all of this and just about everything else work. So there are 5 stages of the first iteration of EBL. Stage 1 is to decide on evidence-based leadership or not. Evidence-based leadership is a framework to help you get your strategy executed and achieved, but it's not the only framework. Now that you know it more intimately, have you come to a decision about whether you'll apply it or at least experiment with it? What makes it easy to decide to try the EBL approach? Does anything make it hard to decide? But should you decide to at least experiment with EBL, then we start with direction. So stage 2 is to create a measurable corporate strategy. The EBL Immersion Workshop is your first step of evidence-based leadership to make your corporate strategy more measurable and easy to communicate, easy to design measures, and to plan the cascading and execution of your strategy throughout your organization. An important part of the 2 days is the results map for your strategic goals and measures. There are 4 things we do over the 2 days to produce that output and get it ready to support your execution and to support the habit of decision, which are the next parts of the EBL model. Firstly, we translate your corporate strategy into measurable performance results. Secondly, We design meaningful measures for the strategic performance results. Then we map those measurable goals and their measures in the results map. We design and schedule a measure gallery for you to communicate and engage people in that strategic direction. Then the fun begins as the measures come to life in your strategic dashboard. At your EBL immersion workshop, you will build the first draft of your strategic dashboard. Even though you might not have data yet for all of your new measures, you'll have those measures arranged in the dashboard ready for the data when it is available. And every team will create their own dashboard too as part of the process of cascading your strategic direction. Now, cascading that strategy will start with communicating it in a way that engages people. And this helps teams to make the decision about what they contribute toward achieving that direction. The best way to start cascading a strategic direction is to involve people before the strategic goals and measures are locked in. We're moving our focus from direction and evidence now to decision, and decision is where the rest of the organization gets the chance to buy in. This means that they can decide to find and own their contribution to that strategy. In Pump, we do this using a measure gallery. Employees and managers from any or all parts of the organization are invited to visit at a time that suits them. They're visiting a room where the strategic goals and measures are hung around the walls. We call them visitors, and they can engage with the goals and the measures in their own way. They can ask questions, they can suggest ideas, they can begin thinking about their goals and goals that might sit further out in the results map. They can see the techniques you use to make the strategic goals measurable and to design the strategic measures for them. And they can imagine using those techniques too. Don't feel like you have to cascade the strategy perfectly to all parts of your organization immediately. You'll actually make the most progress by starting with volunteers, and these volunteers will likely make themselves known at your measure gallery. And what I mean is the cascading will happen better and faster when it follows the organically growing interest of people. And that brings us to stage four, which is let the cascade flow naturally. Unless you have a devoted team to facilitate the design and cascade of your strategic goals and measures, you won't have the capacity yet to cascade strategy to every level or every team in your first iteration of EBL. Nor will enough people have the experience and skill to implement it properly without those bad habits taking over. You remember we talked about that at the beginning of this EBL training. Embed good, proper EBL habits by following the advice of habit experts, Charles Duhigg, for example, and James Clear, by starting small. What we're starting here is turning the attention of the ready parts of the organization onto EBL habits, particularly direction and action. And this means that those teams will implement all the steps of PUMP to set their own measurable goals that align to your strategic direction, to create meaningful measures for themselves for those goals, and to implement their measures with their dashboards to guide and monitor the achievement of their goals. They'll also have their own measure galleries. We find measure galleries, as more and more teams have them, make the story of your strategic direction spread like wildfire. They also spread the word about EBL and PUMP, and more volunteers appear at each of them. Volunteering is the best first step for ownership and buy-in, for people to truly be engaged with the strategy. And in this stage of the first iteration, it's not uncommon for volunteers to just come in waves. Now, the second iteration of EBL is then designed from what we learn from that first iteration. So that brings us to stage five, where we reflect and learn before we do the next round. What we're kind of doing in stage five here is applying that EBL habit of learning to our EBL experiment, that first iteration. We check how well we practice the six EBL habits on our current strategy. And we ask ourselves questions like, did we close our performance gaps? What was the return on investment in doing that? What did we learn about the dynamics of improving performance in our processes and systems? What did we learn about engaging people and getting their ownership of their contribution to the strategy? What did we learn from attempts to close performance gaps that didn't work? What did we learn about ourselves? And what is the next most important thing for us to focus on to close our performance gaps further? From this learning, we decide how to proceed with the second iteration. But that's further down the track, probably a few months into the future. Right now, the most important thing to think about is how you'll start. It was Yoda from Star Wars, wasn't it, who said something like, "Don't try, do or do not." Well, I think it's fair to say we're at the point where good advice would be don't think, do or do not. Make the decision. Mastery of something as complex as leading an organization to high performance doesn't happen quickly. It's hard, yes, it's challenging, it's a long road, but we need you on that road. You're not just leading a bunch of people to get stuff done. You're leading our quality of life. I mean, don't organizations exist to make life better for people, for shareholders, customers, partners, employees, and the community? All those people invest something in your organization, either their time, their money, their energy, their thoughts, their ideas, maybe some of their autonomy and freedom. And don't they deserve a return on that investment? So you as a leader hold the space for high performance to happen. When you start, they will follow. So what will you start with? Maybe take some time now, hit pause, and think of 5 possible actions that you can personally take. One of those actions is absolutely fine to be go to your EBL immersion workshop, but can you think of 4 other actions that you personally can do to become an even better evidence-based leader? There is another action that you might like on your list, and that is to make sure that your copy of Prove It, the companion book for EBL, gets bent, dog-eared, highlighted, scribbled in, and read over and over again. Imagine how you'll feel when challenged by any of your organization's stakeholders as to whether your organization really is performing, that you can prove it. You can prove it objectively, easily, and convincingly. And you can prove it because your organization has a culture of high performance. People feel engaged. They focus on outcomes. They're all rolling in the same direction. They collaborate across the organizational silos. They learn and they improve what matters. That's the vision we have for you, and EBL is the map that will help you navigate to get there. Thank you so much for taking the time to explore EBL with me. Evidence-based leadership is something I am deeply passionate about, and it's been my pleasure to share it with you. My immediate hope is that you feel curious enough to experiment with it. My ultimate hope is that it gives you a big advantage to become more of the leader that creates a measurable impact through your organization to make our world just that little bit better for everyone. That concludes our evidence-based leadership training. Your next step, along with your leadership team, is to put the EBL habits into your first iteration of practice with the EBL Immersion Workshop.